This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, August 28th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Allen. Here's today's headlines. Quarterly trade forecast is due today. Farm finances decline in second quarter, and firefighters need credentials, senators say. Ag trade forecast scheduled for release today. We should get a fresh look at President Donald Trump's impact on agriculture trade and USDA's quarterly trade outlook. That report will show whether the ag trade deficit is growing or whether the Trump's trade policy is putting a dent in it. The last update, which was delayed several days and ultimately stripped down, showed the ag trade deficit growing to $49.5 billion for fiscal 25 that ends on September 30. It's up from $49 billion projected in the month of February and the $31.8 billion deficit recorded in FY24. Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company, thinks the deficit could grow to about $54 billion based on trends this year. From the Farm Progress Show, Bayer says it's optimistic about the approval of dicamba for the 2026 growing season and the development of its short-stature corn, according to North American commercial lead Brian Naber. Naber spoke with AgriPulse Lydia Johnson at the Farm Progress Show here in Decatur yesterday. More than any other time in the last 20 years, growers are asking questions about weed control, Naber said, mentioning hard-to-kill weeds like water hemp and Palmer amaranth. We're highly optimistic that the tool will be back and available for growers in 26. A public comment period currently open on proposed labels for three versions of dicamba from Bayer, Syngenta, and BASF. Naber said Bayer continues to test and refine the agronomics of their short-stature corn called Precyon. We're really co-creating the solution with farmers on how to optimize the seeding of it, how to optimize the feeding, and then how to optimize and protect it, he said. Also, at the FPS, Corn Refiners Association President and CEO John Bodie had some kind words for the Make America Healthy Again strategy that recently was leaked. Bodie said, unlike the initial MAHA report released in May, the Trump administration is taking a, quote, more thoughtful approach to be sure that the science is there and that they have good, sound strategies that are actually going to achieve the goals that are intended. Commenting on other recent news, he said CRA is very confident that Coca-Cola and other big beverage companies will continue to use high fructose corn syrup as a caloric sweetener. There are cost advantages as well as functional advantages in how it works as a sweetener in beverages, he said. Coca-Cola recently announced it would make some of its trademark soda using cane sugar. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Farm income and credit conditions, quote, deteriorated steadily along the Midwest during the second quarter of the year. That's according to an analysis of Farm Reserve District reports. Weakness was most pronounced in regions heavily concentrated in crop production, where strengthened cattle and other livestock industries provided support to finances in some areas, says a report posted by the Kansas City Fed. The report says, quote, weaker farm income has reduced liquidity for many producers, and demand for financing continues to rise. Demand for non-real estate farm loans has grown especially fast in the Minneapolis district, but is also increasing elsewhere. Senators seek expedited credentialing for wildland firefighters. Two Western senators are urging Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins to ensure enough credentialed wildland firefighters are available in coming months. In a letter, Senators Adam Schiff of California and John Curtis of Utah say Western states have faced challenges in deploying federal, state, and contract firefighters over the years amid, quote, persistent backlogs in red card processing. Red cards are credentials needed by firefighters. The delays are not only creating operational gaps, but also placing additional strain on already deployed responders, they wrote. We remain committed to the expeditious rollout of red cards and the adequate staffing of USFS to efficiently respond to this fire season. Texas Attorney General to investigate heavy metals in baby food. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has issued civil investigative demands to two major baby food manufacturers as a part of an investigation into the potential sale and advertising of products containing heavy metals. According to a press release, Paxton has so far sent civil investigative demands, or CIDs, to Gerber and Plum Organics, but may probe other companies as the investigation moves forward. CID is similar to a subpoena. We will fight to end the broken system that has led to food products threatening the health of our children and secure justice for any parent misled by baby food manufacturers engaging in deceptive practices, Paxton said in the release. Together, we will make America healthy again. Paxton is involved in a contentious campaign for the U.S. Senate with incumbent Republican John Cornyn. COVID-19 lawsuit against Tyson Foods can continue, appeals court rules. A federal circuit court will allow a lawsuit against Tyson Foods over the death of a Texas employee from COVID-19 to continue, reversing a lower court's decision to dismiss the case. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that a district court erred in dismissing state negligence law claims made by the family of David Williams Sr. against Tyson. The court found the claims are not preempted by the Poultry Products Inspection Act, which serves as a part of the framework for federal poultry safety regulations. Williams died in December 2020. Here's today's final word. Medical schools understand the critical role that nutrition plays in preventing, managing, and treating chronic health conditions and incorporate significant nutrition education across the required curricula. Through integrated education experiences, future physicians learn how to recognize the impact of diet on health and to apply evidence-based nutritional strategies in patient care. That Allison J. Whalen, Chief Academic Officer of the Association of American Medical Colleges. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is giving medical schools until September 10th to submit plans for embedding nutrition education in their curricula. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, August 28th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.